The visa waiver announced last Friday goes into effect today. 35-year-old Margaret Nadiga, who has been selling sandals for the past 5 years in Juba's Jebel Market, says paying no visa fee will help her operate her business without having to hide from immigration officers.
We've been running up and down. We've been running, hiding ourselves. We could not even be doing our work freely. To be fine, be no longer hiding. On the other hand, we will also save. We'll be able even to go back home because we've been even staying along for the issue of visa.
31-year-old Solomon Laboka, a Ugandan medical practitioner who has lived in Juba for nearly 8 years, says the visa waiver will let him obtain his goods straight from the source and help him save on expenses he used to incur traveling from Uganda to South Sudan.
It is a good move because it's going to improve on business country-wise, because the restriction of the movement will be easy and business will be easy and prices of commodities can be stabilized, because everybody have chances to go and get their goods right from the source and not involving themselves into additional charges that would in turn make the item be more expensive when it comes to the point of its final consumption.
50-year-old Bosco Rutasire, another vendor from Uganda who has lived in Juba for a decade, also welcomes the decision to waive visa fees.
The good thing, we are going to be free. No learning down and up. We are going to go at our motherland freely. Don't say can't go to Kenya without a visa. That is a good thing.
Labok says he worries that Ugandans may still be harassed if authorities have not officially educated personnel enforcing the exercise at entry border posts between South Sudan and Uganda.
If those ones who are concerned of doing this are not well informed and they are not well oriented on how it is going to be done illegally, people are still going to continue doing this, because there are those who will pretend like they have not known the information, and they will still continue to harass those people who are not supposed to not to be harassed on behalf on in the name of collecting from them the visas. Just like what I've seen of late, they waived out the issue of asking for certificate for those who are driving, but still when you go on the road you find the same thing doing, and this is what my worries is.
The South Sudan government announced last week it was reciprocating Uganda's earlier announcement to waive visa fees for South Sudanese citizens traveling to the country. In a statement released last Friday, the South Sudan Foreign Affairs Ministry directed officials at all entry points, including missions and embassies abroad, to comply with the directive, describing the decision as a significant booster to the already strong bilateral relations with the Republic of Uganda. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.